Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be looking at some letters and sounds for extra review. I can't wait to get started. I just need to remind you that this activity is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay? All right, let's begin. Please write your name at the top. Use your pencil. Please don't write sloppy or messy. We need it to look nice so we know who you are. And then when you're finished writing your name, you can go ahead and put your pencil down. We're going to color first. At the top of your page, there's a picture and there are some objects in it. I'm going to ask you to look for certain objects based on a sound that I say. For example, do you see anything in our picture that begins with this sound? T, t, t. Do you see it? It's the turkey. Turkey begins with t, t, t. So let's color our turkey. Let's color his body and head brown, and then all of his feathers orange. So let's start with the body and the head. Find your brown crayon. Color his body and his head brown. Turkey begins with the letter T. T, turkey, t. T, turkey, t. All right. Turkey begins with the letter T. Can you think of something else that might begin with the letter T? Anything? What about Tom? Maybe this turkey's name is Tom. Tom the turkey. They both begin with the letter T. It's true. All right, I colored his head and his body, Tom the turkey's head and body brown. I'm going to put down my brown crayon. You take 2 more seconds or so. 2, 1. And let's find our orange crayon and color all of his feathers and his feet orange. So turkey begins with the letter T. What sound does the letter T make? T. So I'll practice and then you practice. T, turkey, t. Your turn. You say it. T, turkey, t. You got it. So let me give you some words that might begin with the letter T. You tell me if they do or you tell me if they don't. Ready? Tiger. Yes, that begins with the letter T. T, t, tiger. What about told, told. Yes, that begins with the letter T. T, 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 told. What about grass? G, g, grass. Nope, that doesn't begin with the letter T. You're right, very good. What about television? T, t, television. Yes, that begins with the letter T. What about goat? Goat. Nope. That doesn't either. No. Good. You're good. What about turkey? Yes, that's what we're coloring. So we have orange feathers. I have orange feet. And he has a brown head and a brown body. He looks great. Tom, the turkey, looks fantastic. I have to say. Oh, here's one. He looks terrific. Terrific begins with the letter T. Okay, take about 8 more seconds to finish up your turkey. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Finished or not? 1. Boys and girls, do you see anything in our picture that begins with B? B. Barn. You got it. The barn begins with B. What color are barns usually? Yes, they're usually red. Let's color the barn red, but leave the window at the top alone. Leave that blank. But color everything else. You can color the roof red, the barn red, and the doors red. Barn begins with the letter B. B-barn-b. Okay, you practice it. You try it. There you go. B-barn-b. Other words that might begin with the letter B, what do you think? Does blue begin with the letter B? B-b-blue. Yes, it does. What about the word bat? Bat. Yes, that begins with the letter B. What about the word on? On. No, that does not begin with the letter B. What about the word whale? W-w-whale. Nope, that doesn't begin with the letter B. What about the word ball? B-b-ball. Yes, oh, you're good at this. Okay, so far we have T, turkey, T, and now we have B, barn, B. So we have reviewed the letter B, and we have reviewed the letter T. If you're looking at the picture, you might be able to tell what we're going to start reviewing next. B, barn, B. Blue starts with B, ball starts with B, bat starts with B. There are a lot of words that can begin with the letter B. Can you think of another animal besides bat that might begin with the letter B? Can you think of an animal that might go in the barn? What about cow? Nope, that doesn't work, does it? Mm-mm. Nope, cow does not begin with the letter B. What about chicken? Chicken. Nope, that doesn't begin with the letter B either. Maybe there's not an animal that would go in there that begins with the letter B. We'll have to keep thinking. I want you to get ready to finish coloring the barn in 4, 3, finished or not, it's a big barn. We got to finish. We got to go ahead. 2, we need to move on. 1, finished or not. Can you find something in your picture that begins with this sound? Rrr, rrr. Do you see it? Yes, it's the rooster. The rooster. Roosters can be usually different colors. Let's color this rooster for fun. Let's color him. Let's color his head. Let's leave his head white. Let's color his body brown. Color his body brown. I'm looking for my brown crayon. There it is. And then we'll color his feathers red. The feathers on his tail. You see the tail feathers? We'll color those red. So color his body brown. This is the rooster. We'll color his body brown. We'll leave his head alone. Leave his head alone. So you've got his body brown. So rooster begins with the letter R. R, rooster, rrr. R, rooster, rrr. And then color his tail feathers red. His tail feathers red. When you're ready. So rooster begins with the letter R. R, rrr. R, rrr. R, rooster, rrr. R, rooster, rrr. I'm going to color the feathers on the top of his head red too. Color the feathers on the top of his head red. Red begins with R. Red, rooster. They begin the same way. So we have T, turkey, T, B, barn, B, and now we have R, rooster, R. When you're ready, put down your red crayon. I'll give you a few more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, boys and girls, can you find something in our picture that begins with this sound? Yes, there's hay, and there's also a horse. Boys and girls, look at the hay. There's 2 different stacks of hay. I want you to color the small stack yellow. Only the small stack, not the big stack. Just color the small stack yellow. Hay begins with the letter H. H, hay, H, hay, horse begins with the letter H too. So we're only going to color the small yellow stack. We're only going to color the small stack of hay yellow. We're going to leave the big stack of hay alone. Oh my, I apologize for that. I'm making mistakes, boys and girls. I'm making mistakes. Did you know teachers make mistakes just like you? It's true. Everyone makes mistakes. All right, I finished coloring my yellow haystack. It's the small one. I'm going to put down my yellow crayon. You take 5 more seconds. Boys and girls, take 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now, horse begins with H, too. But I don't want us to color the whole horse. So we're going to color his hooves. That's his feet. His hooves, black. Find some kind of a black crayon and color all 4 of his feet black. Hooves starts with the letter H also. H, hooves. H, horse. We're just coloring his hooves. That's all we have time for on the horse. Maybe that's something you can color later. So put down your black crayon after you color all 4 hooves. Those are his feet. And then find your pencil, boys and girls. Finish your knot with your color and put all of your crayons down in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. We're going to do some writing. Find your pencil and look for number 1 at the bottom of your page. There's a capital. We can also call it an uppercase letter next to number 1. What letter is that? Yes, that's a capital B for barn. Trace that capital B. B, B. And then trace the lowercase B. B, B. And then scoot to the blank spot. But wait. Hold it. I'll tell you what letter to write. It's going to be a B, but I'll tell you to make it a capital or a lowercase. Ready? I want you to make it a capital B. Write your very own capital B. Just write it 1 time. 1 time. Scoot across to number 2. What letter is next to number 2? That's a capital what? H. Trace it for me. H. Trace the lowercase H for me. H. Now, I want you to write an H, and I want it to be a lowercase H. 1 time only, write a lowercase h. Find number 3. What letter is next to number 3? That's a capital letter R. Trace it for me. R says R. Trace the lowercase r. R, R. Scoot over. I want you to write a lowercase r. 1 time only. Just 1 time. And number 4, scoot across. What capital letter is next to number 4? Yes, that's a T. Trace the capital T. T, T. Trace the lowercase T. T, T. And now I want you to write a capital T on your own. Nice and neat, just 1 time. Then you can put your pencil down. We're actually going to use our crayons for number 5. Look at number 5. Put your pencil down. If you look at number 5 and you go across with your finger, you see a bunch of dark black letters. I want you to search and find the lowercase b. Look for the lowercase b. B, b. When you find it, put your finger on it. All right, circle that lowercase b, 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 with your yellow crayon. Circle that lowercase b with your yellow crayon. Stay on number 5, and I want you to search and look and find the lowercase r. Do you see the lowercase r? When you find it, put your finger on it. And I want you to circle that r with your black crayon. Lowercase r, r. Lowercase r, r. Circle it with your black crayon. Stay on number 5. look through all the letters going across, search, and find the capital H. When you find the capital H, put your finger on it. Okay, circle the capital H with your orange crayon. Circle the capital H with your orange crayon. The last letter that I want you to find for number 5. Ready? I want you to search and find the capital T. Can you find the capital T? When you find it, put your finger on it and then circle it with your red crayon. T, 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 T. All right. For number 6, you're going to need your pencil because we're going to write some letters. There are some pictures. I'm going to name the picture. You write the letter that begins that picture name. Look at number 6. The first picture is hat. Hat. What letter should we write? Yes, the letter H says hat. Scoot over. The next picture is a boat. Boat. What letter should we write? Boat. The next picture is a robot. Robot. What letter should we write? Yes, R for robot. And our last picture is table. Table. What letter should we write? T for table. You got it. Boys and girls, we did the whole activity. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time. Bye.